This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous, the prices don't survive, no one sells for less, no one. Starting with the Marlins, who completed their sweep of the Yankees with a 7-3 win. This is the first time the Marlins have ever swept the Yankees. The win gets Miami back to 500 at 55-55. Next up, the Astros will head to town for a three-game series. Tonight's first pitch is at 6:40 from Lone Depot Park. Over to the Dolphins, who were able to come to terms on a three-year extension with Zach Sealer, paying him almost $68 million, with $44 million that guaranteed. That'll make him the highest-paid defensive player on the team. And the Canes will continue training camp in Coral Gables this morning. We'll be taking the show on the road, broadcasting live from Canes camp on Thursday morning. A lot of stuff going on there, Joe.
All right, you're right, Woody, and looking forward to it. I think we're all kind of looking forward to seeing what the Canes look like, because they're going to be jumping into their schedule real quickly. Hell, they're going to start their season before the Miami Dolphins open their season. End of this month, Notre Dame comes.
4 weeks away?
Yeah. It's crazy. Jeez. Notre Dame.
How's that for an opener?
That's his, by the way, it's great. I mean, to think you got Florida and you have Notre Dame at home and people asking for, everybody looking for tickets. And
oh, you've got a hit.
Well, the Gators fan base could fill up the stadium. And honestly, for this game, Miami Hurricane fans could fill up the stadium for this game. For this game. So, yeah, you could sell a lot of tickets for...
Well, you have the potential in a month to be, what, the number one team in the land?
Yeah, you go out and win those games without getting ahead of yourself a little bit. Win those games and... And all of a sudden, yeah, you're in great shape. You
still got to win the ACC, though. I know that's what it all kind of boils down to.
Yes, we were hitting that hard last week, that if they end up where everybody has them ranked as the number two team in the ACC, then they'd be in great shape. That means they played in that ACC championship game and probably against Clemson, and that would do it. Clemson's got a really good football team. And we'll see what happens. Everybody knows the deal, man. Got SMU on the road. They got some tough games. There's nothing easy in that ACC. I know it gets ripped and you know, it's not that good, and this team's not that good. All I know is every friggin' game, every week just about, it looks like ACC has got a hell of a game. So,
well, the weird thing is now with college football, you know who's going to be good, but you never know who's going to bounce back, right, because you can do it in 1 year. Like, Florida State's kind of an interesting one. Did you see four people picked them to win the league in that silly little media poll that they had us vote in?
Well,
by the way, I think I had FSU at 15th or something.
All I know is that we saw what happened from a great transfer portal class that he had. And if this quarterback stays healthy, God only knows, they had a hell of a team. That Florida State team was unbelievable. They not only lost their starter, they lost their backup. They're down to number three, and the voters, college football playoff voters, said no. They didn't invite them, and then they turned around the next year, and they
lost a brutal opener.
They were terrible.
Right? They were in that week zero game in Ireland, right? And they lost a brutal opener, and they just it snowballed from there.
Well,
no, their coach, their players, they're confident, man. They seem like they think they're going to have a bounce back. Well, it's just so many different players.
Woody, you're going to have, you say, like, everybody's going to show up there confident. Did you have anybody up there when you're looking? Wake Forest, everybody's confident about their chances.
Yeah. But you know what I mean, though. Like, they do, it's the retooling, rebuilding is a little bit different nowadays.
Hey, man, the transfer portal has, you get the right guys to come in. Florida State is a great example. What they did a couple years ago, they hit the jackpot on that transfer portal. Now, they brought in a bunch of guys last year that didn't make a difference. Starting quarterback. Let's go right to quarterback. I think did he finally turn pro? Is he in somebody's camp now?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he is.
Well, they had the wrong guy, man. Miami hit the home run, they had the wrong guy. But that's how it's going to go every year, right?
Right.
There's going to be different quarterbacks. And you see, it is weird, though, talking to Dabo Sweeney, who thinks he can do it his way. I mean, he has been able to, but he's like, we're going to get guys that really want to be at Clemson, and we're going to get the right guys.
So he's got one advantage. You know, My advantage for him is this. So he tells guys, hey, I'm big on the transfer portal, so whether you play a lot now, but you're going to play a lot for me because I believe in you guys. I'm not a transfer portal guy. Everybody knows that. He made that clear as soon as it came out. He was screaming, and mm-hmm. I think so. He got three transfer portal guys on his team right now. That's the most he's had this past year. Picked up three.
Yeah,
Mario picked that up in one day, and so I think it's an advantage. Like, I'm not saying all the guys stay because some guys are going, I ain't good enough to play or take off. But he gets a lot of guys to stay around and going, we'll take care of you financially. We want our own guys. I want guys I recruited out of high school. And so we'll see how it works. But
you think it's sustainable to do it that way?
I think there is something to be said about same guys playing together for a few years in a row.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, the other side of it is I've seen it work. By the way, all the don't think Georgia and Alabama, those guys didn't go out and get – and Nick even jumped in that transfer portal. He went out and got himself a hell of a running back. He, you know, and the same teams are getting raided, you know, and can't keep them. A lot of schools on the West Coast because of football and the way it's looked at, not USC, but other schools out there, Cal and Stanford and Washington State, a lot of the old Pac-10 or Pac-12 schools are getting hammered. Not Oregon, not USC. Leave them out of this, but some of the other schools, Cal lost a lot of guys. Oof, did they lose a lot of guys?
That's on you.
It's not on me. That's not on me, man.
Guys, Rodgers.
Guys want to go to bigger programs.
Well, you and Rodgers got to pony up, man.
Boy, I'll tell you what, they are stroking. I watched the piece on NFL Network with Steelers.
Oh yeah,
what a stroke job that was.
They're going to be the number one
first of all
team.
Tomlin gets benefit of the doubt
yeah.
as a head coach.
As he should.
That he can put fires. They're going to do it his way.
Doesn't he
guys
get
want,
he gets
yes,
it, right?
Yes, okay. Yes, no good. Question. Jalen Ramsey's a great example of like everybody's going, Ramsey's going to buy into Tomlin. Sure. Tomlin will tell him, you know, and he'll do it.
Ramsey's similar to Jimmy Butler. He will buy in for a little bit.
Well, that's all they want is a little bit, as in 1 year is all they
Jimmy
want.
Jimmy loved it here for a little while, remember? How great the relationship was. It was perfect fit for him, remember?
Well,
Dwayne and everything. Oh,
yeah, but they won't
fit.
But it's a bad example because Ramsey's got his money. He just wanted to play in the right place.
Oh, okay.
And he thinks this is the right gotcha. Place. They've signed all their guys and they were bragging about the offense and the way Aaron Rodgers is throwing it. And so hey man, it's gonna be a fun year. You know, they hit hitting all the different divisions right now and talking about everybody and kind of putting a positive spin, I'm guessing, on a lot of the teams. So we'll find out, man. It is right around the corner. Get through these camps. Don't get beat up. Get just enough work in there. You got a lot of guys getting banged up. I mean, there are a lot of guys. You go to a practice.
Twitter's a mess with it, man. All over the league.
It's going everywhere.
I told you yesterday, having with Savon Ahmed was, I mean, that was ugly.
Yeah, no, that one, Alec Ingold,
yeah.
First play, backed up yesterday, just goes down, collapses. I'm guessing it was a concussion, but, you know, there's a guy that they need. Mm-hmm. He's a big part of this thing all the way around. It was good to see him walk off the field, but, yeah, at first you're like, oh, boy, what? Is he okay? So anyway, hey, Dolphins get a few guys back. They got some guys, you know, that were out. Now they get their starting safeties will be back together. So that was good to see. Afatu Melifonwu is back there with Minka, and now you know you got to wait on Ashton Davis, the third guy, because he's going to be out for a while. Yeah, and that's and you're just sitting there and looking every day. You bring the doctors in. All right, doc, what are we looking at? Well, I think he'll be back for the opener. Okay, that's good to hear. Because if not, we had to put him on IR for 4 weeks, and it's a different game, man. Trying to keep guys healthy, but I have noticed one thing. I heard over the weekend, everybody's camp seemed to be pretty physical. I heard guys talking about, yeah, we're picking it up as far as hitting a little bit, and Mike's been right in the middle of it with a lot of 11-on-11 drills yesterday of blitzes coming to running the ball. This camp looks to be, and maybe I'm wrong, looks like it's been a more physical camp for this team and trying to speed up the process to get ready, especially you got to get some backup offensive linemen ready to go. Because the way this has gone, you know, you just don't think you're going to be playing with the same five guys on the offensive line. And they got to find out in the next 3 weeks what they have at cornerback and can you trust them. And then you hope the front seven, which looks to be maybe the strength of the football team, the defensive front seven looks really good. They got a lot of guys that look really, really good at this point. So that's where you are, man. Early in camp, don't want to read into anything too much. Good to see both guys on the outside, the receivers, getting them the ball down the field a little bit, especially on some of those routes that we didn't see a lot last year, but we saw a lot of year one and two with Waddle and Tyreek playing together. And all those things. So we got a lot of football. A lot of football going on. And again, I think the only thing I would expect from the Miami Dolphins now is see how their guys play. And then at the end, when it's just one big cut that takes place after that last third preseason game, which will be after Jacksonville, the Dolphins will be looking at everybody's roster, seeing if somebody has got some extra players that look better than what we have on the offensive line or cornerback position, looking to maybe upgrade and even potentially trade somebody before the cuts are made if a team's willing to do it. So that could happen. We'll get into a lot more stuff. Omar Kelly going to join us coming up here in the this 7 o'clock hour. He'll join us when we come back. We'll talk to Omar, get caught up on some of the things with this football team right now. And then on top of that, Clayton McCullough, the Marlins manager, will join us at 9 o'clock this morning as he got to be on a little bit of a high. No time to rest, though. Houston comes in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So looking for some really good baseball, see if the Marlins can keep this thing going. Down the stretch we go now, and they have gotten this thing back to 500. There's not one person out there that could tell me right now they saw that coming. 55-55. Wow. All right, we got to go to break here. Before we do, though, I want to tell you about protecting your home, especially hurricane season. And, you know, you want to do all the right things. And if you've been talking about it and you haven't done it, and there you're going back and forth going, well, maybe we can get through one more year. We can save some money, get through one more year without impact windows and doors or a new roof. And I'm going, no, you don't need to do that. All you got to do is call Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Old leaky roof, replace your old roof now, you can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. So don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They have a professional staff ready to take your phone calls. They can answer all your questions. Tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call. They cover all of South Florida. Do great work for you. Whether it's the roofing part of this company or the windows and doors, they do great work for everybody. Give them a call. Find out what they're doing. Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
And I think whenever whenever guys, you know, are able to see me come out here and scritch with them, you know, it just keeps the engine rolling, you know what I'm saying, with the whole team. So it is important. The one day I did miss, though, I was just dropping the kids off to the pool. So, I mean, besides that, I'm out here every day, dog.
The longest time, though, you were coming out after everybody. Is that because you're stretching inside or what's going on there?
Nah, I was just trying to see what y'all was talking about on Twitter before I came out. That's a serious answer, though. Was this last year? Yeah, that's a serious answer then. What? That, did you want me to say more? You want me to expound on that? That's all I got to say. I just wanted to see what you guys were posting before I came out.
Tyreek Hill there. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Toyota of Hollywood.com.
All right, and joining us this morning is Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald, who's been running a radio talk show with all the guys up in the stands. I had to yell at him a couple of days ago.
I was disrupting you, Joe?
No. You were getting Perk. I knew you were going after old Perk. You just you couldn't help yourself. Hey, we got a lot of things to get into. Tyreek, the stuff came up. You had reported what he had said and all those things. People, you know it. I see Florio picked it up, and everybody. Wow, when you talk about it, I don't think it's a big deal. But he said he wasn't going to be late. He's been late.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I think we're making a lot about nothing, because when he was producing 1,700 yards as a receiver, he was rarely ever there for stretch. Now,
You know how this works, though. It's not when you're playing great. It's when not and all the things are going on. Now they got some extra stuff to throw in there that you don't like, right?
Yeah. And here's the thing about Tyreek. You got to understand, every time you talk to Tyreek, half of the conversation, he's trolling. He's just saying things to get your attention, to create headlines. Joe, we are at the point in the media when we learn it's a Tyreek day, we go, just because he's going to say three things that some aggregator is going to pick up and think is serious. Like, I didn't know the offense for 3 years.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. He did say that. I didn't understand the offense for 3 years. I didn't take notes for. I'm just taking notes for the first time.
I'm never taking notes. This is the first time I'm taking notes. This is a daily thing with Tyreek. We have gotten to the point where we just ignore it because we know who Tyreek is, and he's saying things to get attention and troll, and it's not real. Like, there's not one media member who didn't think he was going to be late to practice again.
No. I don't even care about it. I like seeing a guy on the football field. That's all. By the way, we've seen a better teammate on the field. We have seen a guy that you see him go run over to guys. I've noticed. You saw the effort. So he has really made it a point to act more like a leader on this team. Hey. Yes. Hey, by the way, let's get in some other stuff. I just want to get that out of the way. Real quickly, Austin Jackson going to be out a few weeks, a right tackle. Larry Borum, Jackson Carmen, and Keon Smith, what are your thoughts on everybody's going to get a shot at this, maybe even a new guy they just signed. But what do you think?
It's not good. None of the backups are good. Not so far. Larry Borum has been solid the last couple of days at right tackle. He's definitely not a left tackle. Neither is Ryan Hayes. They do not have a single left tackle on the roster. Keon Smith looked solid at left tackle the one day he worked earlier this week, and I was quite intrigued and interested to see what's the upside there. But, man, and this is crazy to say because fans are not going to get it, but man, do I miss Liam Eichenberg.
When Eichenberg, do we have an idea when he's coming back? If they said they're hoping he's back for the start of the season, is that kind of the goal for Eichenberg right now?
Yeah, I'm assuming that was a knee scope, and the hope is that he'll be back for the start of the season. If he begins the year on IR, he'd miss eight games. So more than likely, they would have. I don't know. It's possible.
You think they're already thinking about him being a backup tackle when he comes back?
I think right now, Joe, and I'm being dead honest with you, Eichenberg's tackle stint is way better than anything I'm seeing now. So he is the backup at everything except for center, in my mind. Andrew Meyer has been very impressive. I think he's ready to be a number two center.
Yeah.
There was just no drop off when you watched him. When you watched him work with the unit while Aaron Brewer was out, and I was very impressed with him. Now, the rest of the backups, trash.
I don't.
trash, Joe.
I know, but they got those guys got to get their feet wet and keep going, and they got to be in the drills like Mike's been running the last couple of days. A little more physical practice.
Yeah.
They need that work. They need to see everything, and they need to get kicked around a little bit and just get right back up. And we need one of those guys. I thought Keon Smith might be that guy. I know he's coming back from injury. I always thought he was an athletic guy.
I didn't like him at guard. I'm intrigued with what I'm seeing from tackle. Now that he's moved back to tackle, I'm like, okay, maybe there's something here. And I do understand he's coming back. He's probably a full year, 11 months into an ACL repair.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to give Keon Smith grace. Like, we got Myers, we got Keon Smith, and we got Liam, and then Borum's going to be here. And Borum has been better as the first team right tackle since, and it's like, I'm curious to see what it continues to look like, but he is definitely not a left tackle.
You don't think Brunskill, you're not a Brunskill fan, Daniel Brunskill. I want to see him playing these preseason games. I think he's going to move up a little bit. Yeah.
Absolutely. A lot of these guys need to play in a preseason game, and the action needs to be live. And I'm sure Alexander Mattison will help a lot of the offensive linemen, because he's a pretty impressive back from what I've been looking at.
Man, me too.
I'm excited to see him when there's actual contact, people trying to tackle him. So, you know, maybe my opinion of this offensive line, this backup offensive line, will change. But I will tell you this, Joe. I was getting excited for what I was seeing in those padded practices. Like, I went into the day Austin Jackson missed, I was really excited to see what was going to happen that day, Joe, at practice, because you saw the steady progression from the offense, first team offensive line. They were getting better and better and better. And then I was really excited to see if they were going to continue that trend upwards.
Yeah. No, listen, I'm with you, and I'm glad to see Mike's getting after it with these practices. So let's go to the other position. The cornerback position, Storm Duck has, I think, looked the best of the group so far. And then I see the orange jersey on, which means, you know, he's playing pretty good. Sheffield, Armstrong, Hilton, Jones, anybody else for you?
Hilton Jones, Armstrong, Bonner. Bonner's in there. Bonner's probably the number four. Cam Smith, his days are numbered. I think that's pretty evident. I'm not even going to beat him up by talking about it. It is what it is.
He just needs to be on the field. It's, you know,
it's not just he needs to be on the field.
Yeah, but I saw coaches' comments like, we listen, man, you're already kind of on double secret probation. We need to see you a little bit on the field, right? You got to be out there so we can evaluate you.
I don't ride with that, because you evaluate me and I'm not 100%. I'm dead man walking already. A lot of his stuff is soft tissue stuff. So whether it's a hamstring or a groin, it's not going to get better without rest. We've been down this road before. The most realistic thing for Cam Smith, in my opinion, is he either begins the year on the IR or he's going to be released. Yeah. And that, because there's, I'm at the point now where there's no, he was already cornerback number six when he was healthy. I'm at the point, it's time to move on. And I think, based on Mike's comments, Chris Greer's comments, I think they're at the point where, screw draft status. We just got to move on.
Hey, today's the day, man. Today's your day. I was just reminding you, today's Anthony Weaver day, that you got to go out and go, hey, coach, you know, guys don't seem to get a chance to really compete, to move up from day to day. And have you thought about it? And is Mike calling the shots? Are you calling the shots? Is that kind of where you're going today?
It's on my agenda. It's not just a Mike issue. It's a every coach issue. But you're right. I got a Weaver. I mean, I don't really know if there's any reasons for competition at this point at cornerback, because I think it's pretty clearly identified. We have our top four. We're going to see what that looks like. Mike Hilton really came alive yesterday as the nickel. He got a safety, produced probably a would-be sack that would have killed a red zone drive. I saw the physicality that he plays with. He put that hit stick on Jalen Wright to get that safety. So, and according to Storm, him and he's pretty much stepping forward as the leader in that cornerback unit, because as I've always said, it's the blind leading the blind in that room. And you need somebody with experience, and apparently it's him and Minkah Fitzpatrick that are really being the vocal leaders and the guys in those meeting rooms that are helping guys get better and develop.
Omar, it seems like every day, and I'm just handpicking a couple guys. You want to add some more guys? Willie Gay and Alexander Madison do something. You just mentioned Madison bounces one, and it looks like a 20, 30, 40-yard run. And Willie Gay is always around a football, and I don't know how many interceptions he has now, but that guy makes a play damn near every day.
One interception, four drops. He's got a bunch of sacks. He's probably top five most impactful player of training camp. We in the media contingent, we got this running thing. I was supposed to confront Mike about it yesterday. We have this theory that the orange jersey is a fraud because primarily Willie Gay Jr. has not had it yet, and it is going to a lot of big name players. A lot of big name players, especially when the fans are out there, because you know they take pictures with the orange jersey player, and
everybody goes, "That guy had." I do the same thing, like, "Oh, that guy must have had a hell of a practice yesterday." No, I get it. He had the best practice, and so you think coaches like, "Well, it was one of the best. I'm going with this guy. This would be good." Yeah.
We understand, and the only reason I didn't ask Mike was because Storm got it, and it wasn't for yesterday's practice. It was just for about his body of work, the consistency. But I'm like, what does Willie Gay have to do? Does he have to give you two sacks and two interceptions a day to get the orange jersey? What more does this man have to do?
Well, I think everybody's noticed the work. Hey, by the way, and I'm not trying to get it stirred up, Quinn Ewers looks unbelievable. The throws and his arm strength.
You are trying to get
– No, I'm not. He's just got to stay where he is. He made some throws yesterday over the weekend, and I had to look to see who was making the throws. His arm is stronger than I thought.
Yes, it is.
And his accuracy and seeing things. And again, he'll get his chances with Zach Wilson. Season. And we'll see. Zach Wilson had a couple beautiful throws and – in the back of the end zone, and Ezekama couldn't hold on to it. But, boy, what a throw that was. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to this thing. But you feel any differently about the quarterback situation? Besides, Tua's been really good.
It's not going to open up and become a competition, but Quinn has been very impressive. It's not going to change the fact that he's going to be the number three quarterback. I think all it's done is convince them that they have to keep him on the 53. He's a young player that is definitely worth developing. And Zach Wilson is inconsistent. He's hot and cold. He has some accuracy issues. When he doesn't set his feet, it's a little problematic. Quinn is steady, and he has high highs. So the question is, if you continue to invest in that, what is it going to look like? And would I be willing to say in 2 years he could be potentially an NFL starter? I would at this point, because we've seen a lot. Now, does that mean he needs to be the number two? Probably not, but I'm not worried about the quarterback position moving into 2026, because I want to see where this young man goes and how much he develops.
Yeah, no. Listen, that is – I'm with you. And I thought over the weekend, and I was glad Bo wasn't sitting next to me, because he's been all over this Quinn Ewers thing too, and he had a great weekend of practice. So, hey, real quick, I'll leave you with this one. I think the strength of the team right now might be the defensive front seven.
Of course.
Not even close for you. I mean, that from what you have outside, inside, and those linebackers, and I'm not even worried about those young guys. They look good.
Yeah. It's not even just the ones either. It's the twos, the Grayson Murphys, the Matt Dickersons, the Chop Robinsons. Those are three guys that are flashing every day. You got Willie Gay. That second team defense has four impactful players. So it should be commendable that a lot of those players are finds for Chris Greer. So props to him. I wish he was as good as finding offensive linemen as he is as finding defensive players. So props to him for that. And props to him also for the Zach Seeler contract.
By the way, I was gonna end you with the biggest slam yesterday, and that's Zach Seeler getting a 3-year, $67 million, $44 million guaranteed. They said they would get it done, and I'm with you. To the front office, ownership, that needed to get done. If there's a guy that I wanted to see get an extension that didn't bully it, didn't pout, didn't just went about his business for 10 days of practice, is Zach Seeler.
Absolutely, no question about it. I think it's a good deal. I only evaluate deals based on guaranteed money. $44 million in guaranteed money. Hopefully it's fully guaranteed. I don't know, because Drew said on WSBN7 that he's getting 34 over the first 2 years of the deal. So that would mean that in the third year, there's another $10 million guaranteed. I hope if that's the case, this is a great deal. Because I told you last week, I would tell them I want that Minka money. The Minka money's 32. Zach got 34 over the next two. And then you throw an extra 10, which is what he was going to make this year. It just makes sense. Now, could he have gotten more? Could he have held out more? Could he have squeezed more out of the team? Probably, but that's not Zach's way.
No, and Zach got the number he wanted. Zach wasn't looking at everybody else. Zach Seeler goes, this is what I want. This is going to take care of my lifestyle. I'm set. He has now got himself, he and his wife and the baby, his family, and he can have a big smile. But when you look at leadership, durability, and production, man, we gave it to the right dude. Hey, thank you so much, Omar. I got to run.
I did want to say this. Zach is like the Udonis Haslam here. I want Zach here his entire career, and I'm glad that they got this done because it really lays a good foundation for them and helps them change their reputation.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're going to let you go, man. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald. Dolphin insider, columnist, and gets it rolling, man. Gets it rolling in the morning. Clayton McCullough, Marlins manager, going to be joining us at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll talk to the Skip, who's got to be one happy cat right now. What a weekend of great baseball for the Marlins, totally outplaying the Yankees. I mean, totally every way possible. All right, we've got more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. But first, before I do, I want to take a second, and I want to talk to you about a really important message to everybody out there, man. I want to talk about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, and all the great things, man. Compassionate, understanding, caring. They call you back. Great communication. Those aren't comments that I'm just making. I'm talking about reviews of what people are saying about them. Yeah, man, I'm telling you, it's not about who has the most lawyers. It's about two partners with more than 60 years of experience total. I'm talking about reviews. Go to the reviews and find out. It always comes back the same things that people say. Get back to you, man. Work their butt off for you. Get you a great amount. You're happy. And they handle your case from start to finish. I couldn't get enough of the reviews. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd like to know that the guys that put their name on the law firm are the guys that are going to handle your case from start to finish. They're the guys that call you back on the weekend to give you an update on your case. That's what it's all about, man. Big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results. Small enough just to call you back. Go to CohenandJudah.com and read the reviews. A lot of good stuff. Injuries caused by negligence of others. Go to CohenandJudah.com. Hey, man, 866-324-7333. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. What do you have for us? Better be strong, man. It's been a couple weeks. There must be a little buildup there.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be as strong as you creating a quarterback controversy, but we'll try. Anyway.
There's no quarterback. Okay. You missed the whole thing last week. That was for last week. You weren't here.
I thought you were just trying to create.
No. Listen, I don't think that the guy that's really good, Hewers, is playing his ass off. Mm-hmm. And he should be the third guy right now and just keep getting bigger. But he makes throws. Man, when you make throws, and he makes them.
All right, you're getting us excited, bro. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, speaking of excited, did you see how many people watched the Hall of Fame game?
Oh, no.
6.2 million viewers tuned in to watch the 2025 Hall of Fame.
Hungry for football. That is just a hungry for football. Actually, Chargers look really good. Lions did not look real good. Turned it over five times.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of backups played in that one. I didn't catch that one. But,
I did
catch this, Joe. ESPN has agreed to acquire NFL media properties, including Red Zone, amongst other
things. Home run there. Got to have that one.
Yeah. I mean, look, the only part of this that's very concerning, leave that thing alone. Don't put your ESPN spin on it, because everything ESPN touches usually turns to crap. And leave Stephen A. out of all this stuff if we can.
Can we keep Stephen A. out of the NFL?
Especially the Red Zone.
The topic show.
Screaming at us on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? There's enough basketball to go.
I think there's enough. And by the way, he can still touch on football during the week in his debates and stuff. But, yeah, we don't need him on Sunday or Monday. Can you imagine? You know what's going to happen.
He's gonna be on Monday.
Hey, joining us right now, Stephen A. joins us. Stephen, your take.
Maybe he gets so wrapped up in the political stuff that he won't.
I won't
have time for it anymore.
I hope they keep some of our guys. That's what guys that join our show, the three or four guys we have from NFL Network. I hope. I saw Baldy over the weekend out there, and hope they don't.
I mean, it seems like there's enough of a demand for it, man. If 6.2 million people watch that crap,
they don't have a lot of extra bodies there. They've gotten rid of a lot of people at NFL Network.
Well, ESPN, I'm sure, is making plenty of money off their coverage. At least they have enough money to pay this guy who's on TV now.
All right, boy.
Anyway.
You're full of shots today. Did you notice you're full of shots?
Yeah,
you had shot buildup.
That's what happens when you take a couple weeks off. You see Tannenbaum on TV. All right, Joe, this is actually a serious story here. I don't know if you caught this by any chance. The probe into the Heat and these game-worn jerseys from the LeBron, Shaq, and D-Wade era.
Yeah, we were going, man, Woody needs to be here for that. Yeah.
I know. Well, this story has been kind of increased a little bit here, because we had the National over the weekend, the big card show. Anyway, Joe, the Herald has reported investigation began 18 months ago. Includes game-worn jerseys from LeBron, Shaq, and D. Wade. These were from over a decade ago. But what happened was LeBron would inscribe these jerseys that were then sold off by Upper Deck, and Upper Deck is one of the big names. They have Jordan. Like they have big names in this thing here, and their stuff, their holograms and authentication should count for something here. But says Upper Deck represented a jersey coming from Game 7 of the 2013 NBA Eastern Conference Finals against the Pacers. Jersey signed by James says ECF Game 7 as the date of the game. It says the jersey was sent out to a photo match expert. It did not match the game that resulted in the Heat winning the finals or making it to the finals. The other was another jersey from the Jason Terry dunk game.
Yep.
Remember that one? That did not match that jersey, that game. They photo match these things to all these different games here. You got another one from game against the Bucks.
Wow.
That game was not matched to that specific game, but to any game, it says. So they couldn't match it to anything. These are jerseys that have sold, by the way, for very significant, as you can imagine, very significant amounts of money.
Well, you named three guys, man. That's the three names I mentioned last week. And the only one I can think of is Ray Allen hitting the shot in the corner in Game 6. Was that a Game 6?
It wouldn't even touch a LeBron.
No, not even close. Yeah. I agree. LeBron, I said LeBron's by himself. Anything LeBron right now.
Yeah, you get
sells.
LeBron's pregame underwear, that thing would probably sell for a ton of money. But, yeah, this is when this stuff happens, by the way, these stories really suck. Because it crushes your, trust in the system, right? And you think that you're buying these, like, you go to Upper Deck because you want a real Jordan signature, right? Or you want a real Jordan thing or whatever. And
now you find this out.
You find out that they're.
Yep.
Anyway, we'll keep an eye on this one here. The FBI is involved in this.
Oh, yeah, man. This big business now.
A retired Miami police officer went on to work for the NBA security division, who's a person of interest here, Joe.
Yeah, I heard that. Did hear that over the last few days.
Yeah, that story is a tough one here. Another tough one. I don't know where you come out on this. You're big on the fat shaming thing here. Luka Doncic signed his extension with the Lakers. He's eligible to make like $500 million in a couple more years when he signs his new thing.
And he's still going to be a young guy, yes.
He has come out, as you've seen, I'm sure, and he is very skinny now.
Yeah.
He looks like he accomplished what the Mavs asked him to do in six-plus years with that organization. I think it's kind of BS that, like, he cried, oh, I wanted to be here and this and that. And there is no doubt that that organization spent that entire time trying to get him in shape.
They did. And do know that for a fact. They did try to get him to change his habits, and he would not.
So to spite them.
He's a beer and cheeseburger. And I'm being serious. He's a beer and cheeseburger guy.
But to spite them, obviously, so he has gone and lost the weight. Right? So you don't want me, and so he goes and loses the weight. Like, I think the whole thing is BS. Like, that organization spends all that time, money, effort, whatever, trying to get you in shape. And they finally say, like, enough is enough, and they trade you. And then you go, well, I'll show them.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know where you come out on that story, but it just seems weird that, like, right after they trade him, he finally is like, oh, now I'll just lose the weight.
Yep.
But let me cry about, you know, how I wanted to be here so badly.
Well, he's going to make a lot of money as a skinny Luka with the Lakers over the next 7 or 8 years.
You see, we celebrated the extension, by the way.
What did I see? He went to Vegas to a Backstreet Boy concert or something?
Yeah, he went
to
see the Backstreet Boys at the
stadium. Everybody got to see. You haven't seen the Backstreet Boys?
I have not, actually. Have you?
Of course I did. I had kids who wanted to go. I had to sit there.
They're very popular still.
I saw both of them. What was the other boy band?
NSYNC.
NSYNC, I saw them.
Yeah. You saw NSYNC?
You see one, you got to see both.
Nice.
And I saw the other three brothers, the Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers. 98 Degrees had a little bit of time there.
Been to those are concerts I've been to recently, well, in the years. And then, of course, now it's Michael Bublé.
Well, a lot of them are touring. I mean, I assume they need the money. But
all the boy bands made a big comeback, Woody.
That show at the Sphere is supposed to be fantastic. I mean, nothing could be bad at the Sphere. Like, that place is awesome. But
no.
We're giving away a trip to
Trip to where?
Did you catch that by any chance?
No, I haven't caught anything. What, do you think all day Dan Day was going to tell me about a trip?
You guys didn't do this last week?
No.
All right, anyway, how'd you like to see the Zach
Brown
Band?
Are you trying to up your value here by telling the kid, taking a shot at the kid, he didn't do it?
No. I love Dan Day, and my value is still low, but I can read this for you, Joe. I will tell you that the Zach Brown Band is going to be at the Sphere this December. It is easy to enter. You can log on to the Odyssey app and listen to WQAM for 1 hour. For more chances, listen every day. You'll have a chance to win. Winner receives round-trip airfare to Vegas, 2 tickets to see Zach Brown, and a 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. This is a national contest.
Oh, man.
For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach, spelled Z-A-C.
Okay.
And a special thanks to Messina Touring Group.
All right.
The Sphere is good, man. Even you would like a show.
I like Get the White to Vegas. I would like that. Yeah.
Did you make it to Coldplay by any chance? While they were here? No.
You should have gone.
I did.
You did go?
Of course I went.
Oh, man. I should have known.
Incredible.
You love Coldplay.
It was so good.
Good.
It really was good.
No, a lot of people went and said it was a great concert. Yeah. It was two nights.
Two nights. It's a life-changing experience.
Yeah, of course. I was hoping to help you come back in a better mood. Hey, 8 o'clock hour's coming up here. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.